Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Violence between Palestinian teenagers and Israeli police surged on Saturday in the occupied West Bank town of Hebron and in Jerusalem, with police reporting at least four Palestinians killed in separate incidents. Authorities said several Israeli security personnel also wounded in the attacks. Palestinian officials have linked the violence in part to what they call the increasing Jewish encroachment at the East Jerusalem holy site, known to Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev.
Let's be clear here. This violence is rooted in an irrational hatred. Those mendacious allegations out there that somehow there's a threat to the Muslim holy sites on the Temple Mount. Now, this is baseless. This is ridiculous.
France is said to be preparing the draft of a Security Council statement that would appeal for calm and for maintaining the status quo at the Jerusalem holy site that Muslims do call the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Jews call the Temple Mount. Iran has rejected U.S. and French allegations that its recent long-range missile test violates United Nations resolutions, saying the Security Council restrictions only apply to missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. This came a day after U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power referred to the October 10th alliance as an inherently capable of delivering a nuclear weapon. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interest and to defeat the Islamic State and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. In Washington Friday, President Obama commented on Russia's Syria campaign, declaring that it's not going to work. This is VOA News.